You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hawsworth, host of Class Eclectic, and we try to keep you connected with all things arts and culture in our region, and especially when there's stuff that has to do with arts and culture on our campus of Northern Michigan University. In that case, we have some a cappella singers that are going to be entertaining you on this coming Saturday, April 6th, and they're the Northern Lights a cappella. And we have Anna Morrison, who's a member of that ensemble, in the studio with us today. And good morning and welcome.
Morning, Kurt.
Good to see you again. And so this coming Saturday, April 6th, is a collection of sounds and people all taking the stage to perform for us. And what could the audience expect this time around?
We're going to do a big array of just different pop tunes, some of them a lot older than others. We have some classics like The King Singers and So It Goes that a lot of people sing in like high school choirs. So we're going back to our a cappella roots with things like that, and then some newer things like Bon Iver, an arrangement of my own.
I was just going to ask about the arrangements, too. So is that a combination of arrangements that are already set or maybe by sheet music and then a mixture of your own arrangements?
Yeah, some of them we purchase. Some of them I find online from other unpublished arrangers on different like music notation forums like Noteflight and MuseScore. And there's whole a cappella communities online where people just want to get other people singing their music and kind of hear what it sounds like, not coming out of the computer.
Yeah.
And then we always do a couple of my own. I think we just have two this time around that I arranged.
Nice, nice. So a nice combination. I mean, just hearing going from the King Singers to, you know, Bon Iver and these kind of things. So is that kind of one of the tenets of this group, to try to appeal to maybe a wide variety of listeners, a wide variety of audience members with your music?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of tricky sometimes balancing between tailoring to, of course, NMU students. We want to get all our friends at our concerts, but then also the community members as well, because we need, you know, donors all the time to do all our big projects and stuff like that, afford printing, go and travel to competitions. So we do try to get just a really big array of different stuff to appeal to as much of our audience as we can.
Sure. And now with an a cappella group, you know, I've seen like Pitch Perfect and things like that. Would that be a good comparison, or is that a little more dramatized than maybe the typical a cappella concert that you guys bring? I mean, there's obviously a lot of personalities that are in your group, and a lot of great songs and tunes that people recognize and some that people don't recognize.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a weird comparison to make?
It's a bit different because with how you hear in Pitch Perfect, and then a lot of other like big name a cappella groups always have like live mix, and it'll sound a little more edited and stuff like that. But as we're in Reynolds Recital Hall, everything is acoustic except for we just mic our soloists, so you can hear them over the whole ensemble.
Sure.
So it is a very different sound than you get on stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But this sounds like it takes a lot more effort, because it's not like, you know, that kind of post-producted sound from a film. This is like real effort happening on stage. And, you know, the voice is quite an instrument on its own. So I'm sure it takes a lot of effort to prepare for this and also to perform it.
Yeah, absolutely. Last semester we did our concert in Forest Roberts, where we did have a live mix, so we sounded more like those other things. And when I listened to it all afterwards, I was like, oh, I heard all these mistakes, but I didn't hear them out of the mix and stuff like that. But now that we're back in Reynolds and everything, you know, it's completely acoustic, it is, everyone has to know their music that much better just to make sure everything sounds absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm. And how does the typical rehearsal process go for you guys? Do you all meet in one of the practice rooms at the music department, or do you have another location that you meet, or do you even maybe kind of work on it separately and then come together?
Yeah, everyone practices a bit on their own once I pass music out, and then we rehearse in there's just a room in the music building that I check out a key for, and we kind of work on putting everything together and making sure everyone has learned all their parts right and stuff like that. And our last few weeks before the concert too are always working a lot on, you know, looking like we're having fun, and because we spend the whole semester staring at our music trying to make sure everything's right, and now we have to get out of the music and, you know, be more emotional with it and things like that.
Right, and that's always a challenge whether you're singing or playing your instrument, whatever it might be. But in this case, there's really great opportunities to engage with the audience. And in the past concerts, how has the engagement been? And I mean, how do you feel about that engagement process with your performance and with the ensemble as a whole? Do you feel like the audience is pretty connected with what you guys do?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And with it being pop music, it's more approachable than if we were all just standing there singing Bach, you know, and half the people would be like, oh, this is really great. And the other half have no idea what's happening. So I definitely think that, yeah, the audience, a regular uneducated audience, has a lot more connection to this sort of music. And it's almost a good segue into getting more interested in those more complex music, older things and classical and all that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought.
That's all right, but there's a lot of connections to be made. I mean, especially with pop tunes and with multiple voices coming together. You know, there's ensembles like Roomful of Teeth that do really challenging classical music, but I think they do a combination of other kinds of music too. So this is one of those opportunities to see kind of this side of a cappella singing. Again, it's the Northern Lights A Cappella Spring Concert. I'm speaking with Anna Morrison. This concert is coming up this Saturday, April 6th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time at the Reynolds Recital Hall. As we mentioned, it's a very acoustic environment, so it'll be really great to hear the purity of those voices all coming together. And I do want to ask about Africa. Can I ask about Africa?
Yeah, so it's been a tradition in the group for most of its existence to have all of the alumni that are in attendance come up on stage and sing Africa by Toto with everyone. And I took a few semesters off of it and did some other things, like having the alumni learn a new piece and things like that. But now we're going back to our roots and we're all going to do Africa, and the alumni are really excited to join us for that.
And if you're not familiar with, I mean, I don't know how many people are not familiar with Africa at this point, but if you're not, maybe a good recent frame of reference is the band Weezer also just covered it too. So if there's a if you need a modern take on Africa, there's that, but also the classic version of Toto and many a cappella versions too. Very exciting to hear that you're bringing that back, and that's always a fun piece for people to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
How could people get more involved with Northern Lights A Cappella, maybe online or otherwise?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page, just Northern Lights A Cappella. Instagram, same thing, just underscores instead of spaces. We do a lot of fun, like, member spotlight things on our Instagram and always have updates like, oh, this is what we're working on. Here's a little teaser, maybe. And we will hold auditions in the fall. If people that attend Northern are interested in auditioning, they can always keep an eye on our social media for information about that.
Excellent. And how could people reach out in terms of donations and giving to the a cappella group?
Yeah. At our concert, we'll have lots of information about all of that if people are in attendance. If not, they can always contact us over our Facebook page or Instagram page. We have a group Venmo and PayPal. We'll take cash or checks in the mail. We just like to make it as easy for everyone as we can.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So that's, again, the Northern Lights A Cappella Spring Concert coming up this Saturday, April 6th at the Reynolds Recital Hall. That's right here on the campus of Northern Michigan University. And I've been speaking with Anna Morrison all about it this morning. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt.